LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 308. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host, and I'm so glad you're here today. Our reading today is Psalms 128 through 130. Now today, instead of commenting after the reading, I'm going to do an introduction before the reading, kind of prepare you for what's to come. How's that sound? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, it is so good to be able to gather around your precious word with brothers and sisters. I thank you for those that listen to this humble little podcast, and I pray that you'll bless them. And I pray that you'll help all of us to understand you better as we read what you have to say to us today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And now the intro. I've mentioned gotquestions.org a few times in the past. It's really a good source of biblical information, and I highly recommend it. I found the following concise description on the Psalms that are called the Songs of Ascent there, and I'd like to share it with you now. I have a link in the show notes page for you. The Songs of Ascent are a special group of Psalms comprising Psalms 120 through 134. They're also called Pilgrim Songs. Four of these songs are attributed to King David, Psalms 122, 124, 131, and 133, and one is attributed to Solomon, number 127, which we read last time, and the remaining Songs of Ascent are anonymous. The city of Jerusalem is situated on a high hill. Jews traveling to Jerusalem for one of the three main annual Jewish festivals traditionally sang these songs on the ascent or the uphill road to the city. According to some traditions, the Jewish priests also sang some of these Songs of Ascent as they walked up the steps to the temple in Jerusalem. Each of the Psalms in this collection begins with the title, A Song of Ascents. While perhaps they were not originally composed for this purpose, these Psalms were later grouped together for use in traveling toward Jerusalem for the yearly Jewish festivals. And beloved, those festivals are Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. As we read these Psalms today, think about how each one might prepare the hearts of those walking up to Jerusalem to worship at the temple, and also how you might incorporate them into your preparation time for worship. All right, let's begin. Psalms chapter 128. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Psalms chapter 129. Greatly have they afflicted me from my youth. Let Israel now say, greatly have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he has cut the cords of the wicked. May all who hate Zion be put to shame and turned backward. Let them be like the grass on the housetops, which withers before it grows up, with which the reaper does not fill his hand, nor the binder of sheaves his arms. Nor do those who pass by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Psalms chapter 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord, more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
I really think these Songs of Ascent are great for preparing our hearts for worship, don't you? Tomorrow we're going to read Ecclesiastes 5 and 6. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.